Hi, my name is Benson, I'm a Diplo Fellow. I'm about to have an interview with Mr. Milton Miller, who was convening one of the interesting sessions. Mr. Miller, you were convening one of the sessions this morning, and it was really a heated argument, and I want to get your views about what transpired in the workshop where we're discussing resource, public key infrastructure.
Okay, sure. Well, we were making a point that the RPKI, or the Resource Public Key Infrastructure, creates policy issues and governance issues that need to be resolved by the community. And a lot of technical people try to pretend that that's not the case. They say, you know, the technology doesn't change anything, we're just working on exclusively technical issues, and you really don't have to worry about anything. And in some respects, you know, they're correct. There are technical issues, and they're very expert in these issues, but frequently these technologies will change relationships among people, among institutions, among organizations in ways that really shift power distribution, change the economics. So we are bringing these things to light, and sometimes the technicians just don't like to hear that. So that's why we had a heated exchange.
Yeah, in that argument, it appears the big gap really between the technical committee and the governors of the...
Not so much the technical community, because there are many people, especially people in like the RIRs, the internet registries, and elsewhere, who have to deal with real policy issues, who understand this overlap. But the person in particular we were arguing with there was somebody who's very much involved in highly abstract and technical design of PKI, and he didn't want to admit that the implementation and utilization of RPKI could be influenced by politics or economics. He just didn't want to understand that, and it seemed to me very strange. I've never seen anybody quite that rigid about that issue. Obviously a very, very intelligent person with very good command of the facts about RPKI, but for example, he uses passports as an example. But what could be more political and more governmental and more policy-oriented than the nature of a passport? You know, it not just identifies or authenticates your identity in a technical sense, but it is used by a government to establish rights and obligations which they can impose on you. And they can even kick you out of the country if you don't have one, if you're not recognized as a citizen. So there's all kinds of social processes and political processes and that go on in the issuance of a passport. And this is what we're trying to call attention to. And unfortunately, this person did not want to accept that message.
So to the end user of the internet, what would you say is the benefit of this new system?
Well, if it is implemented in a way that is taking into account the rights of end users, RPKI could be a very important way of strengthening the security of the internet. So for example, if their internet service provider could make use of this technology in the right way, they could be less likely to have their routes hijacked or somehow changed in an unauthorized way. And it could also be used in a way which makes sure that people don't hijack address resources, that they don't spoof or pretend to be somebody that they're not when they're communicating on the internet. On the downside, it could have privacy implications. It could be used by governments to simply cut people off of the internet. It could be inexpensive to implement in certain ways. We really don't know the answer to all of these questions until it starts getting implemented. But as you saw in the workshop, when the internet service provider